Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
804 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number if you'd like to get in here with us and hang out. LSU Brian wants to get in here. What do you say, LSU Brian? What are you doing?
What's up, guys? I'm working our lack of listening to you guys. But so y'all were talking about D'Antoni, Morey. So my thing is, this is all up to Morey. He's the one originator. He wants the small ball. That's his thing. That's what he's gone to. And you can't get a better coach for that system than D'Antoni. So if you don't want D'Antoni, then what are you doing? I mean, you're not going to get a named guy to come in here and coach these guys and have to fight. Just like Lance is saying, if Van Gundy comes in here, this isn't what he wants. It's not going to be a fit. So my thing is, if this is Morey's go-to and he's not changing things, and obviously he's not, then why not keep D'Antoni? Which, God, that would be it's a no-go for all of us, I think. That's not what any of us want, because it's just not going to win. But eventually, I just see Tillman, scrapping it all, Morey and everybody. I mean, I love Morey. He's done great, and he's a smart man. But if the system don't win, then you got to go from the top down. You got to get rid of everybody, because this is Morey's baby, and if it don't win, then he's got to go.
I think you're probably right. You are, and as a matter of fact, I know Tillman. Last year was a $5 million offer with a $1 million per playoff round, but it was refused by D'Antoni. That was the extension that D'Antoni refused. So this is the last year of his deal. But that was what Tillman offered. It became public. It was embarrassing, the whole thing. Tillman even came out afterwards and he said he regrets that this whole thing became public. But and it was. It was a disaster. I think you're right, but I think this Russ injury might buy him another year.
Of course, we don't even know how long it's going to last.
No. We don't know how long the injury is going to last, but if they fall behind a couple of games, this is the Chris Paul 2 years ago injury. Oh, well, we would have done it. You know what? If it just wasn't for the damn injuries.
But I think they would have, though.
Well, we don't know, though. We don't know, though.
We don't know, but they were
But that
up.
Was a built-in excuse.
Yeah, but they had leads in games that they blew, but it wasn't a – I don't think it was an – I think that was real. That's not real. You weren't – oh, if Russ is back, you're beating the Clippers, you're beating the Lakers. Like, that's not an assumption you can make. You could have made a reasonable assumption as for a 65-win team who was the number one seed in all of basketball. You could have made an assumption that a below-their-average LeBron James-led Cavs team would have gotten beat by the Rockets. That's a reasonable assumption.
It's a reasonable assumption, but it's still an assumption because you've also got the history of James and Chris Paul, who've never won anything.
You would have been a favorite. You're a dog against Lakers. You're a dog against the Clippers.
So what? That doesn't mean the dogs win all the time. So, but you can't just assume that they would have won. You
no,
can't
dogs assume don't it. Win all the time in the playoffs.
No, they don't. But you can't assume anything that they would have won because you have no idea because we have not seen Chris Paul or James Harden win anything.
But they had
when we saw. They didn't have anybody beat. They were behind in the series. I get what you're saying, but again, it's still an excuse.
I think
it's still an excuse.
It's not a good excuse. It's not one that can save you any. And there's not one person who thinks that's vibe. You think Tillman's that stupid that he would say, "Well, Russ wasn't here, we would have definitely been so good with Russ here. Everything would have been fine."
Well, no. But okay. So wait a minute. Then let's take a look at this. Is it really okay? So we would have been so good, even if Russ is here and they don't win or whatever. Who's it on? Who's it on?
Well, I mean, first
to me,
and
it's
foremost,
on the roster.
Well, first and
the
foremost,
the roster's not good enough.
Well, first and foremost, Mike D'Antoni is gone.
Right.
Anytime that you build a roster around the big two concept, and they cost max dollars, you got problems. Because if one of those guys goes down, ask the Golden State Warriors. You're now a lottery team. If one of your big two goes down, and God forbid
all three were gone. So that's why they were a lottery team. All three.
There's no such thing as all three unless you.
Well, Kevin Durant left.
Unless you weasel it. Yeah.
Kevin Durant left. And
so what? You didn't even have Durant when you won a championship.
Klay, Steph, and Durant.
Well, I don't count Durant because you won without him. I don't want to hear about Durant leaving. That's free agency. What I'm saying is, you can't. If James or Russ goes, you're not going to be as good a team. Mike D'Antoni has no chance of sticking around. I don't see any chance of sticking around. You can't do a 1 year. D'Antoni wants to do a 1 year deal.
Well, no.
Do you think they'd do a multi-year deal?
No, he didn't want to do a 1 year deal last year. So a 1 year extension, but that would have been on top of this.
Would Tillman do
here's the deal.
A 3 year deal?
No, hell no. So, but here's the deal is who can coach this team though? Honestly,
Lou?
A bunch of 6'5" guys?
Why not Tyronn Lue?
What's the difference? To me, that's the point.
Yeah.
What's the difference who's coaching this team right now? Mm-hmm. Because they ain't winning nothing.
I don't want to act like Mike D'Antoni doesn't do anything. I think Mike D'Antoni does do something, but you can get an offensive mind. To me, the Rockets are always going to be about, as long as you have James there, a portion of what he does, the same thing Rudy had to do with Dream. And Clyde, I mean, Rudy would talk about, hey, managing egos, and Sam Cassell was a big, you got to learn how to manage egos on certain teams, certain baseball teams, football teams, basketball teams. This is as much about how you get along with the superstar James as anything. Tyronn Lue has been there, done that with LeBron James. That's why I think Lue makes some sense if you're going to throw names out there. But yeah, I don't think the Rockets are ever going to take back the team from James. That's going to happen. It's just what it is. I'm not complaining about it. It's just what it is.
Yeah.
James has to like the guy he's playing next to. He helped get rid of Chris Paul.
But if they're none of them are good enough, and it's not. This team is not good enough. It's just not good enough. The roster's not good enough.
No, I think.
And oh, by the way, the small ball is, again, this is the problem with Russ not being here, is the small ball, it's not a big enough sample size to tell you this is not how you can win.
It's not.
In your heart,
you don't think you know whether you can win or not.
Well, they think they're champions, dude.
Well, no, they don't.
Are you not listening to Daryl Morey? Are you not listening to Mike D'Antoni?
No, let's be realistic.
No,
gun to their head, they're not calling themselves champions. Gun to their head, they think if everyone's going in this direction, we might as well go. And they've already said, they told Van Gundy, why are you doing it? Van Gundy even said, Rockets told me this is our way of spreading it out. So, Russ, since you decided to go Russ, make things optimal for Russ. James can do whatever, whenever, and get his shot.
Well, the thought is we can't have a big man because of Russ. Because Russ has to have the lane area. Like Clint Capella was clogging the lane. Clint Capella ran in behind James when James was going to the basket so that he could dunk one.
Do you hate small ball?
Yes.
I don't hate it, but I don't think it can win. Here's what I see
with small ball. There's no hope. There's no hope. I want to root for a team that I think can have a chance at a championship, and this team has no chance.
You need a rebounder. Here's my fundamental problem. I think Daryl's brilliant at figuring out how to make lemonade out of lemons. But here's the thing, and how to squeeze out the most out of this player and find this player, and this player is a good value and all that. My problem is he has no desire to make draft picks anymore. He just stashes them. And look, Capella was a good one. It was a draft and was going to be a long-term stash, and it wasn't a long-term stash. The problem is you got to build through younger guys at some point, and what they need more than anything is if you want to play small ball or spread ball, then you got to at some point have, at worst, a 6'8.5 to 6'9 stretch forward who is a plus rebounder. A tough guy who's a plus rebounder. You need P.J. Tucker but 4 inches taller is what you need.
No, we're not allowed to have players that are 6'9".
We're not allowed to have them. Seven or smaller, but
we're not allowed to have them.
You're allowed.
No, we're not.
The league doesn't stop it, John.
No, no. Daryl said, go to your room. If you think you're getting a 6'9 player, that's you're going straight to your
Ryan
room without
Anderson
dinner.
Anderson was 6'9, I think.
Guess what? They got rid of him. Guess what?
Not because he is 6'9.
Yes.
Because he was not good.
No.
Yeah.
You can't have someone 6'9 on the team.
That's not.
It's illegal.
No. Chandler. Well, is Tyson Chandler on the team?
Yeah.
But he's got a nose
he
ring.
He doesn't put his jersey on anymore.
He wears a nose ring and a shooter shirt. Is he on the team?
Not really. He gets, you know what?
He could go back and put a jersey on if he needed.
Is that not the best job in America? Was he $1.9 million?
Tyson Chandler's got a great job. Ugh. Just don't get COVID.
That's all he does. He's got the best seat to watch James and Russ.
Your entire job like is this, don't yes. get COVID and watch two of the most explosive offensive players in league history.
Perfect job.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
It's a great job. 813 ESPN 97.5.
When we come back,
Craig DeSurf has a great job.
Yeah, I want to talk about Alex Smith, too.
Yeah.
Kind of an interesting thing there. I want to get to that. I do want to tell you that Craig DeSurf is a guy who is the general manager who runs all of Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. You know, this is really an awesome opportunity for you to get your hands on vehicles at unbelievably low prices. And when I talk about unbelievably low prices, how about you can get a Buick Encore, an Encore GX, an Enclave? They've got employee pricing. They're waiting for you with employee pricing. And employee pricing is for everyone. And this is something that they do a couple times a year, and it is very real. I know it sounds like a gimmick, but it's not. It's actual prices that employees at the location can get their hands on. You can too. They open it up to everyone. Deep, deep discounts. If you are looking for a Chevrolet pickup truck, might I suggest getting a $6,000 cash allowance on a new 2020 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab Texas Edition? This is great. A lot of times it'll be $1,500 cash allowance. You'll see $2,000. This is $6,000. Get your new Chevy vehicle today at Gulf Coast Chevrolet. You can shop online. They got 12% cash back on most 2020 Blazers and Chevy 2020 Equinox and Trax models as well. Shop online at LanceZCars.com. Chevy, find new roads.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet and Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
One of my sons is so...
Dad, I just want to say this to you, but I don't know if it's something to be worried about, but do you know Dame Lillard went from like having 60 points to 50 points to 40 points to 30 points? Like he's kind of starting to, like, I don't know if he's starting to really go down and maybe his basketball is not as good now. I'm like, son, get out. What are you, Mason?
60 to 50 to 40 to 30? He's not good.
Well, I thought
I see a trend.
I thought it was 50 to 60 and then 40 to 30.
Yeah, see, Mason, you already missed. I don't know. I'm just telling you what he told me. He's like, well, I don't know. I'm starting to see something here. Dame's starting to slide off.
Hmm.
Is that the concern?
That is a concern. Hmm. If you're only averaging 40-some a game.
The Lakers can't
when
be
when you had a 60.
Yeah. It was 51, I guess, to 61 to 42 to 31.
That's what he's talking about then.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was big concern.
But it went 50 to 60 and 40. Maybe CJ McCollum got over his broken back and started making shots. That's why he didn't have to make his
shots.
So,
you know, we're sitting there in the fourth quarter, and the Portland Trailblazers are down to the Grizz. And I'm starting to think, wow, we may live in a world where the Grizz get through this. And I know the Lakers were cheering harder than anybody. The Lakers did not like seeing the Portland Trailblazers get through. Now, I don't want to oversell the Blazers as like, you know, as being on equal footing with the Lakers. Because when it's all said and done, for as great as Dame is, he still hasn't been able to win at the highest level and compete at the even compete at the highest level like LeBron James has. But at least he and McCollum have experience. They have a lot of experience together. You have defensive-minded guards that are out for the Lakers. And Davis has never really done a whole lot. And Nurkic coming back. How about Nurkic's grandma passes away? He's super close with her. He's devastated, doesn't want to play. He said basically the memory of his grandma made him play. He had 15 points and 17 boards at half against Memphis. 15 and 17 at half. He finished with 22 points and 21 boards. But Nurkic, he missed all, he missed the entire year until they get into the bubble. That's kind of a big free agent. That's like adding, I don't want to say it's like adding Verlander, but that's a big deal to add a big like that who can battle against Davis and make Davis work.
Honestly, they're probably better than Denver. They're an eighth seed with third right three seed talent.
I think they're right there with Denver. I think that's a very similar team.
Eighth seed. They're an eighth seed.
Only with, more explosive superstar.
Yeah. And yeah, the best backcourt in the league.
With me, it's a heckler. I think the Rockets would be. I don't know. I think I'd give the Rockets a little bit of a nod.
I don't know. Whenever they play Portland.
In one game, yeah.
No.
Well, twice this year.
But yeah.
I still think the Rockets are probably better. Although, more consistent.
I would, if you're giving me bubble Gary Trent Jr. as the third.
Oh, well.
I would take the Blazers over the Rockets.
Oh, I'm sorry. Over bubble McLemore?
Yes.
Bubble McLemore almost won an MVP.
Bubble Jeff Green.
Bubble Jeff Green's not a backcourt player. He's a wing.
Doesn't matter.
Everybody's a backcourt player for the Rockets.
Bubble Eric Gordon.
No, I remembered.
Eric Gordon's not good.
He was why I gave the Blazers the edge because I was thinking of Eric Gordon specifically.
Bubble Eric Gordon. How do you feel about yourself now?
I'm not even thinking about Bubble Eric Gordon. I'm thinking of Bubble Ben McAdoo.
How about Bubble Eric Gordon gets Chris Paul and defensively?
That's all right, though. Eric Gordon can defend, and he looks quick.
He's had success. We'll see if the ankle holds up, and that'll be an interesting matchup.
What is that series price, do you think? If I had to guess, I'm going to say the Rockets are minus 140, minus 150.
Rockets are minus 150.
Are they?
That's what they are.
That makes sense. Now, because remember now, Russ could be back after a game. We're sitting there acting like Russell Westbrook's out for the playoffs. I don't think that's the case.
No. Do you like him without Russ?
No.
Don't forget the first two games are at home, so you got the home court advantage. You got the Mission 1 advantage.
The virtual fan advantage.
Yeah, you know what? I still like the Rockets. They're not playing great basketball now, but I still like the Rockets.
Fine way to put it.
Not great.
They lost four straight.
Daryl better send me a piece.
Literally everybody's beating them.
Yeah, they've lost to the Spurs, the Pacers, and the Sixers.
The Sixers kicked their ass.
Yeah, it was not close.
Good Lord. They didn't have any players.
Yeah, Embiid played. They had no Simmons, and it didn't matter.
I mean, goodness gracious, that was a whooping. 134 to 96? What? Yeah, but that's not a good sign heading into the playoffs. You know, where you can't win a game.
It's not great.
No. I don't know. I don't know if they can win without Russ. If you want to know the truth, everybody was so scared to death of this Oklahoma City team with Russ there. I mean, this was the worst matchup in NBA history. The Rockets for Oklahoma taking on Oklahoma City. That's what I heard from everybody. The team they want to play least is Oklahoma City. And now who they get? Oklahoma City, and they don't have Russ.
And the advantage for Oklahoma City, they have multiple wing guys with Roberson to defend whenever Russ comes back, but specifically James. Roberson's back and playing. We'll see how many minutes he gets. They got a guy named
Dort. He's just a defensive guy now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's what he's always been.
Yeah.
But Dort is there. They got a guy named Dort to defend the Rock. I mean,
Dort's good as a center back, but I don't like the way. I don't think he plays with great pace.
He doesn't play for Everton.
He doesn't play with great pace.
He'd be a great, he's an overachiever, so he doesn't play for Everton. So
he play with Lyon.
Lyon's in the top four semifinal of the Champions League.
I watched a hockey playoff.
So did I yesterday. I didn't watch full games, but I watched different parts of games.
I actually have fun watching it again. I don't dislike hockey. I just never watch it.
Because why? Because no, it's not on ESPN, which is that's how
it was
I
on
grew
NBC.
Up
I had to find. Yeah. I had to go find it. I had to look for the Flyers. Maybe it was the third leg of a three-teamer. But there's the Flyers against the Habs, and I'm like, oh look, there's Ty Domi's son. It has to be Max Domi. Has to be Ty Domi's son. There's just no question. But it was. I enjoyed watching. I think I'm gonna. I mean,
you might watch another game.
You might put
absolutely.
You might watch a game with some.
Extra I might cheer on another team.
Do you have one
in
mind?
What made you pick the Flyers?
That was my team yesterday.
You just wanted to watch the Flyers play.
What made you pick them?
He wanted to watch the Flyers play.
A forum, somebody in the forum at covers.com just said locked and loaded on Flyers. And I'm like, this guy, see, he was 6-2 yesterday in baseball. So he said in his post.
He said it in his post that he was 6-2?
Must have been. He's like,
he
locked and loaded
in
on
his
Flyers,
post,
and I
he was
said,
6-2.
This guy knows what he's talking about, I can tell. He had no analysis for it. He just said he's locked and loaded and playing it big. So I'm like, well, I'm going to watch this match because I'm going to see if he wins.
It's not called a match.
It's a game.
It's called a hockey game.
No, it's not a hockey game.
Is it the pitch?
It's
like out on the pitch?
No, it's the ice. The rink, even, you might call it.
Okay.
That's on the ice.
Rink ice, you can call it that, but not
pitch. I think
pitch.
They need a bigger one. It seemed like it was like they were just right on top of each other. They need to spread it out, maybe make a larger rink.
And maybe paint it green.
Of ice.
Would you like to paint it green? And
you know what I was watching? I was watching the officials skate, just like, man, they can really skate well, these officials. Yeah, it's probably part of what you have to do.
What does he do?
I don't know. I was just thinking, man.
Expert analysis.
Yeah. I would fall down.
That's what he's doing.
You fall
I'd
down
be
walking.
Like, whoa,
hanging onto the side. Whoa,
be the you worst think referee a hockey ever. Hockey official should be able to skate.
Yeah, it's okay. It kind of. Yeah, I'd kind of taken that for granted. Like, you could just hold on to the side
no,
there
you
and
couldn't.
Watch.
No, it'd be very difficult
There's
to
three
do
of
your
them.
Job. They all need to skate and do
every
it well.
NBA. Every NBA, only baseball is where, and they don't have as many of the big busters as we used to see in baseball. The NBA, everyone's all yoked, except for every once in a while you'll get an older official, but everyone's in good shape in the NBA. Mm. In football, they're kind of in sneaky good shape when you look. Baseball used to have the guys like, ball one, strike two.
NBA, they're all workout warriors.
Well, now the younger
they're yoked.
Yeah.
They love to. They got those tight
Can
shirts.
Can we get a tighter shirt? Is it possible to get a tighter shirt?
Yeah. No.
That's why umpires behind the plate, instead of going like strike two, the because they're having trouble breathing. Sir, you've been standing here for the last 30 minutes. I know. I'm tired.
You ever put all this gear on?
Are you having an issue?
No. Man. I can't even imagine, though.
Is that a ball or a strike?
I don't know. There's a chicken sandwich caught in my throat.
Honestly, though, those dudes are, 260, 5'8", 260.
Not anymore. You don't see many of those.
Are you kidding?
There's no. The Eric Greggs of the world are done.
Oh, they're still fat
guys.
There's
still some Eric Greggs. Yeah. I don't ever see them.
Joe West is still out there.
Yeah, they're waiting.
Can you imagine being like in Chicago in a day West. Game, 100 degrees with 100% humidity, and you got all that gear on?
What about the catcher smelling Joe West?
Right? Or I imagine. But it's Joe West that's got to lean over the catcher.
Yeah,
how's
the
that
catcher,
smell?
The catchers that smell him.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them smell good, I'm guessing.
No. 827 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about Boomer Naturals. Time to talk about the best mask that you can get on the market. And it's got the nano silver. And that's the most important thing. We've talked so much about these neck gaiters. They're not protecting you. Well, they are protecting you if they got the nano silver in them, and that's exactly what they have because of Boomer Naturals. The nano silver is what collects the droplets so that they don't reach your mouth and nose, and that's the most important thing. If you're going to wear a mask, why would you wear one that's not really protecting you? So if you're looking for that protective mask, you're one that you can reuse over and over for a month, and then you just rinse it out at night, a little soap on it, a little rinse it out, and wear it again the next morning. That's how simple they are. But the protection is key, and also if you want the neck gaiter, they've got that. They've got different styles. They got so much. Go to BoomerNaturals.com. Put in promo code Granato. Get 20% off. If you spend $50 or more, they will send it. All the shipping and handling absolutely free. BoomerNaturals.com, promo code Granato.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey, guys, I want to tell you about Texas Custom Patio's ability to turn your house into a home and turn your outdoors into a place you want to be. Yeah, I mean, it's a little warm right now, not going to lie, although it did feel pretty good this morning after it rained. And honestly, I like spending time on my patio when it rains. I like the sound of rain. I like the sound of rain on the roof. Cools things down. My kids love being out there. Mason was out there yesterday eating his dumplings or whatever he had at dinner and watching some television. I mean, it's something that I can throw the kids out there when I want to, but it's really a fun time to be able to go out onto the patio. And I have done, I've entertained out there before. I've gone to get away from everyone else. We've gone out there as a family and watched The Last Dance. We used to always go outside on the patio. Having Texas Custom Patios build your patio, it creates dollar-for-dollar value for your home. It is a huge advantage when someone's considering purchasing your home versus another home. That patio is a big winner. And then the other thing is, the work they do is ridiculous. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and you can see for yourself the quality of their product. But it's not just that. They can work with you right there through Zoom so that they can show you what your patio is going to look like with their unbelievable design team. And now there's never been a better time. Have your patio ready for this fall by getting started right now with TexasCustomPatios.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Lance has got to take off early today. He's got a little appointment. You wanted to talk about Alex Smith.
So Alex Smith, I don't know if you saw this. This is a really cool story for Alex Smith. I'm going to first do the fun, the nice part and the warm, fuzzy part, and then we're going to get to the reality. The warm, fuzzy part is he was cleared for football activities, and he's got a video of him coming outside and his family all spraying him down with champagne or whatever it was. Like, there's three or four of them. Three kids are doing it. The wife has taken the video of it, and they're all spraying him with champagne. And it's really cool. You know, he's been through, if you followed any of this, Alex Smith, if you haven't, just Google it.
His leg.
The carnage of his leg was unlike anything I've ever seen. Now, I have to tell you, he wears this black sleeve over his leg. Now let's do the real part. As he's walking outside, he doesn't walk regular anymore. He looks, it doesn't look, you can tell it's completely disfigured and deformed of what it used to be, the leg. I honestly don't know how he got cleared for football activity. I don't know how there is any prayer that he could make a football team other than a backup. What made him, I shouldn't say,
His mobility
was a big part what made him a desired quarterback, because he could extend plays and he could potentially move chains on third downs. There's just no way that's going to be the case anymore. There's no way. Just watching him walk, it is uncomfortable just watching him walk now that he's been cleared. I don't know how he's going to play football.
So who's better, he or Dwayne Haskins?
Dwayne Haskins
is better than Alex Smith.
Yeah, Alex Smith needed to be able to move around.
I'm going to say Alex Smith. First of all, there's experience. Secondly, I don't know that he was running nearly as much as he used to in the past. Third,
you don't think Haskins will get better?
I think Haskins can get better, but at this point right now, I would prefer having Alex Smith as my quarterback.
Alex Smith hadn't played football for 2 years. What makes you think he's Aaron Rodgers' age, he's mid-30s, what makes you think he's going to play even to the level he used to? If he comes in, it's going to be lower.
Not playing for 2 years obviously hurts.
He's
got
leg.
The experience, and he, you know what? He's much smarter about the game, and it's only because Dwayne Haskins is young.
I give you all that, but I just, once again, I don't think he physically is able to play football. I don't think he'll physically be able to play football.
Number of games that Alex Smith starts this year, I'll put it at 6.
I'll put it at a half. I'll take under yours for house.
Really?
Did you see the video? He can't even walk. How's he going to play football? He walks like this.
I saw him. He doesn't walk like that. Yeah. Lance is clomping along like he's got a club foot. That's not the case.
Just go watch him walk. Just Google it right now while we're on the air. Watch him walk and then reset your number.
I'm not going to reset my number. I like it. I saw him taking snaps, and I saw him throwing ball. I saw him play fake, and I seen him on the field.
Dealt with who? Not with a team.
Yeah, he's practicing
he
right
practiced
now.
Yesterday,
you saw him. Look, yeah, but not like it's not real football yet.
Well, no, it's not real football yet. But he's moving around like a quarterback.
I hope he does. He's going under six. If you're going to replace your. If you decide, you know what, let's go to the guy with the leg that looks halfway chewed off over our first-round pick.
Well, our first-round
pick. After 1 year, how bad is that going
to
be?
Well, the question is our first-round pick ready to play? And if our first-round pick loses and loses and loses, and Alex Smith is sitting there, guess what is going to happen? They're going to pull the trigger.
Then maybe Justin Fields should not be an early pick because he's a one-year wonder, too.
Well,
from the same offense, Ohio State.
Well, no, this is going to start for the second year this year.
I ain't playing football in the
bench. Oh, are you sure? He's got a petition. Are you sure?
Well, I'm glad he's got a petition.
Guess what? I would not. I'm not.
Sign our petition where it says we're not liable.
I'm not making it 0% the Big Ten plays.
I'm not
year.
Making it 0%, but it is less than 50. I would put it closer to about 20.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what? You sign our petition that you're not going to unionize and you won't sue us if something long term happens. We'll take your petition into consideration if you take ours into consideration.
All right, let's do it. I'm sure he would unionize. And Justin Fields is out of there as soon as he can be.
I know. I think this is going to be really interesting to see all of the hyperpolarization of everything, the people line up on sides. There's a lot of people who want college football not to be played, and I want to believe that most of them are for health reasons. I think some are going to be for because they want to line up on the other side of Trump. Maybe that's the case. I don't know. I don't know what that percentage is, but I'd want the people who say it, we don't want to play all to be about the kids. That's all. I would hope it would be about that mostly. But now that the kids are the ones who are saying, hey, what y'all doing? We want to get out there and play ball. Yeah. Why are y'all shutting us down? I wonder how many of the people are going to really go as hard anti-college football with the young players saying that they want to play. It shouldn't change. If your thing is young players don't know any better or whatever, your opinion shouldn't change.
I hate the media. It's always been just about money. It's all it is that you get so greedy and it's just about money. It's not. It's not just about money. We had Ross Bjork on. Well, he's an athletic director. Of course, he's just worried about his... Texas A&M doesn't have to worry about a thing. Texas A&M is the richest athletic department in the country. They don't have to worry about a damn thing. You know what they want? They want the kids. The kids want to play.
There's a struggle.
The kids love football.
It's both.
The kids do this year-round.
But it's both, John. And it can be both. Yes, they need. Yes, there's a huge financial component. And yes, these guys want to play football. They love playing football. Some want to bolster their chances to play pro. Some say, this is the last chance I'll ever get a chance to play football.
Yeah.
I want to play my senior year. This has meant a lot to me. I've put blood, sweat, and tears since youth football.
Either any year. Those guys work their asses off all year round. They want to play football. And you know what? Oh, we're going to do what? Well, we're the adults, and we're going to make the decisions. You're making a pussified decision. Is what you're making.
Well, I don't mind the adult. Look, I can't sit there and say.
And you're making a decision based on liability. That's what the decision is made on.
Well, that is
not
a possibility.
We're worried about the health and safety of our kids.
Wait.
But we're going to play 20 games next year.
You want them to play, but you're not liable. If you had a financial liability where you were exposed.
It's the school that has a financial liability.
And the schools are the ones making the decision.
Yeah. No, not the schools. People are. The schools aren't making a decision. People are.
Well, people at schools.
Right. Well, and presidents.
They should be making the decision.
And presidents who have forever, no, we're not, we're going to do the bowl system. We don't want a playoff. And you know what? Because we're the president.
I like the way that they all sound like Buffalo Bill.
How much lotion is in the basket?
Yeah, well, that's what the presidents are. A bunch of Buffalo Bills.
Is she a great
you know what? Those people making decisions about sports... is the. You know what? They're nerds. They're all nerds.
Play Q Lazarus.
You think a president tucks and starts dancing? That's what
you're saying? Maybe.
Does?
We're not going to play football.
You think the Michigan...
We're going to protect our kids. And you know what we're going to do? In 2021, they're going to play 80 games.
He puts a lotion on his skin and does his wherever it's told.
No, that's not... Buffalo Bill. I'm doing...
She's a great big fat person.
Dumbass president of the university.
It still sounds like Buffalo Bill. It's the same show.
No, that's what we're doing. All right, when we come back, Lance beat it.
Okay.
Well, we're going to hang around a little bit.
Let me just tell you real quick.
Don't you want to talk about some?
Let me tell you about Men's Tea Clinic before I beat it. Men's Tea Clinic,
what?
5 locations here in the Houston area. It's a chance for you to, let me just say this.
You need testosterone before
you
can beat
it. It does help with your libido. It does help with libido. If your libido has dropped, Men's Tea Clinic is a big part of getting your libido back to where it used to be. Men's Tea Clinic, they are here to get your numbers back to where they should be. If you get your testosterone test and it's low, they can start to work with your insurance company to get it covered, as much of it covered as possible, and you can start getting testosterone treatments. The difference is mind-boggling. From an energy standpoint, you feel it within the first 3 to 4 days in most cases. From a body type standpoint, you start seeing a big difference within 2 to 3 months. And it really, for anyone who has used it and then gotten off, especially during the quarantine, the difference is substantial. It is a stark reminder that testosterone makes a big difference in your body type. MensTClinic.com. MensTClinic.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 842 ESPN 97.5. Texans this weekend talking about extending Deshaun and Zach Cunningham before the season begins. I don't... Do you think Deshaun does that?
Depends on the deal. The length and the terms.
Well, it's going to have to be the biggest deal in NFL history.
Well, if he gets the biggest deal in NFL history...
Then yes.
We've heard...
Otherwise, Deshaun's going to go, nah.
And we've heard from people that Deshaun's not all in.
And nope.
I don't know what he feels about the organization as a whole or Bill O'Brien. But anything he does... seems like it'll be something where he doesn't extend his time farther than he already knows is going to be, because if you include this year and then the franchise tag a couple years, he kind of knows where he's going to be. So why would you extend your deal beyond that? You should get a deal that covers that time period for as much money as you can, then make a decision after that.
Right. Look at the Kirk Cousins model. I mean, Deshaun could do that.
Or he could do the two franchises.
Yeah.
But the Texans, from what we can tell, don't mind giving out money and maybe even overpaying. So it won't be a question. The Kirk Cousins thing was...
But don't you have to make him sweat before you get all the money you want?
Sure. But the Kirk Cousins thing was they didn't want to give him what he wanted, so he just kept signing franchise tags until he could finally go someplace else. Here, the Texans seem like they're more than willing to give people what they want. At least the thought is Deshaun's not sure he wants to be here past the amount of time he really has to be, if he's not sure about this organization. Yeah. So get your bag for the amount of time you're going to be here anyway because of the franchise tag, if you can get a deal done, and then head out if you want to head out.
So no more than a 3-year deal, because
if what we've been
well now it's going to be an extension to this, so it's that's going to last. Another 5 years. He doesn't want to do that. He's not going to do that.
Yeah, so if maybe you sign a deal and it rips up this particular deal, I don't know how it would work. I mean, they can always figure that out. And then you sign for 2 years, that 2-year franchise tag period, and then you say, all right, let's see where we are.
If you're them, like they didn't want to give Dak a 5-year deal, the Texans would love to give him a 5-year deal.
Yeah, but Deshaun's holding all the cards.
Right. Deshaun's got all the cards. I really don't see him doing it before the season starts, unless they come up with, you know, Mahomes was what, $45 million a year? Unless they come up with $58 million a year.
If they say, hey, Deshaun, we'll give you 3 years and we're going to rip up this last year, your deal here, your fifth-year option. No, he's going into his fourth year.
Fourth year.
Yeah, so if they – yeah, so he's got
fourth year, and fifth and then two.
Two franchise. So if they say, hey, we're going to do a deal where that takes into account your fifth-year option than the two franchise years, I can see him signing a deal as long as his
– yeah, they've got him locked up now to 4 years.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So if we're talking about Deshaun being not so sure, you sign – you get a deal done for the next 3 years after this upcoming season – and then you go from there, although the Texans probably would want you there for longer. But they can't tell you what to do. You do what you want. What are they going to say? No?
Yeah, next year's 17 already.
That's the fifth-year option.
Fifth-year option's already 17.
Yeah.
So.
Tell, hey, guys, let's rip that up and give me two more years after that. At 40-plus or whatever the number's going to be.
I mean, he's just – I mean, Deshaun is in a great place, great place. Now, Zach Cunningham, I can see them doing. I don't understand.
I see Zach Cunningham wanting to do it, considering who knows what an injury might do if he has one. He might want to get locked up.
An inside linebacker, you want to get locked up.
Yeah.
The value of an inside linebacker in today's NFL is getting to running back status.
You may have one big deal for you. You might as well sign it as quick as you can. And if you happen to be productive – and injury-free, then maybe you sign another one. But get your deal, your big deal, in as quickly as possible.
Unless it's stupid money for Deshaun, I just don't see it. And, yeah, I'm hearing the same rumblings about Deshaun as you are, that, you know, does he want to be here? Does he like Bill O'Brien? All that stuff. I think everybody, we all. And plus, we've seen the cryptic notes. But I think all of that, a lot of this is just, Tunsil gave him the game plan.
True.
Don't answer Bill O'Brien's calls. And just tell, no, I'm pissed off at the organization. And then Bill O'Brien will crumble and give you $4 million more than the highest paid player at your position.
Yeah.
That's what he'll do.
And if you play to the level that the Texans are paying you for and what a lot of people believe you're capable of, 3 years from the time you signed the deal, or if you signed it this year, 4 years from the time you signed the deal, you're going to be eligible for another giant deal.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be here. It could be someplace else. You'll have financial and freedom, and you also have the ability to go anywhere you want. Well, not anywhere. The landscape as far as quarterbacks might determine that. But who knows what Deshaun will have available to him in 4 years. Why would you limit yourself?
So he'll be 27 after his second unrestricted free agent year, or franchise tag, his second franchise tag. So he's still, goodness gracious, he's going to make $100 bajillion.
I mean, you do the NBA model where those guys are, well, it can't be specifically like that, but those guys are signing 1+1 or 2+1 with the one was a player option. Well, this is Deshaun's version of that. I'll sign a big 3-year deal with you, and then at 27, I'll have the ability to survey what teams are available or what teams are looking for quarterbacks, what teams have money, and if this is still a good place for me, I'll sign here, and if not, I'll go someplace else.
Well, I think that the Texans they'll do an extension on after his next year, a 3-year deal on his next year. I don't think they'll rip up anything. They'll do this year, next year, and then 3-year extension at stupid money.
Yeah,
and so you got him locked up for 5.
I know what they want to do, but what does he want to do?
Right.
And if what he wants to do, they'll do.
Yeah, but I don't think they're doing a short-term deal. They want him here. If they're going to give him stupid money, Deshaun, you got to be here for a while.
Deshaun has to make a decision.
And yet they did Tunsil 3 years.
Yeah, so who said? But the only thing with him is they actually gave up draft capital. Although they did with Deshaun, too,
They did Deshaun, too, two firsts.
Yeah, but that one is, you traded for a quarterback as opposed in the draft. It isn't looked at as poorly as you traded two ones and a two for him and Stills, and then you won't give him a deal. I just think if you're Deshaun, you push them to their brink and see what you can get.
Get it all, Deshaun. Get as much as you can, buddy.
And if you can get it on a short-term deal where you have financial freedom or at least and the ability to go someplace else if it doesn't work out here, take that too. If it's available to you, the Texans can't push him to do anything.
Did you see how glowingly Anthony Weaver was talking about John Reed?
I did not. Oh, also on the defensive front, Duke Ejiofor out for the year.
Yeah, and you can't count on Duke Ejiofor. I mean, he showed some flashes in 2 years ago, and you're like, really? I mean, come on, dude. Yeah, stay on the field. I mean, so you were counting, I don't know, again, the coaching staff. Now you go into next year and go, if you get anything, if you get a tackle out of Duke Ejiofor ever now, then you're ACL and now an Achilles and now an ACL. Dude, you can't count on a thing from that guy now. And yet it was Duke Ejiofor. I mean, you got to be excited about the talent. And Lance has been. He's like, yeah, we got to be, but you can't anymore. You can't. You just can't.
Local kid out of A-Leaf Taylor went to Wake Forest, but the last couple of years have been derailed by injury.
No, you just can't. Until he gets up, is actually on the field. Speaking of which, did you see the stat about Aledmys Diaz? Played in 71 games and he's missed 75.
Is he Aledmys Fuller?
It's Aledmys Fuller.
Or is it Will Diaz?
No, he's Aledmys Fuller. I like Aledmys. You got to go Aledmys.
Aledmys is a good name.
Yeah. Aledmys Fuller. Come on, dude. Get on the field. Anthony Weaver and John Reed. As a rookie, I tell you what, guy's been impressive thus far. He operates around here like he's a 5-year vet. You know what? I could certainly see that dude actually getting Lonnie Johnson. Guess what? Is that going to be another second rounder that's just a bust?
Well, yeah, possibly. They're the same age. I mean, John Reed's a older rookie. He turned 24 before the in May, so it's not like he feels like a 5-year veteran, probably because he was in college. It feels like for so long. At 24 years old, will be a rookie. Yeah, if Lonnie Johnson. I think they're going to give Lonnie Johnson every chance, certainly being their own guy. And maybe he's not cut out to cover one of the best tight ends in football, because that's the last time we saw of him was getting roasted by Travis Kelce. That's an awful matchup for anyone, and they isolated him again and again. And he was playing against the best offense in football. But the word about Lonnie Johnson was he wasn't technically sound. He was a big guy. Athletically, he fit the profile, but it wasn't like this is a sure thing. This was a bit of a projection. And so far, that projection's been wrong.
So far.
And why wouldn't they be another bust? They're not good after the first round.
You can see him at safety. They've got 100 safeties now. They got 100 safeties.
And one cornerback you trust.
Right.
Bradley Roby.
Vernon Hargraves. John Reed's going to have to be on the field.
They're all guys.
Reed is going to have to be on the field.
Fourth round pick, and they haven't been awful with fourth round picks. But you look at their cornerback situation; it's a bunch of guys off the scrap heap from other teams, high draft picks that other teams couldn't work with, and we'll just say what it is: a bunch of busts from other teams. And this comprises their secondary. Their cornerback position. They're built so incorrectly when it comes to modern football and a defense. Lack of pass rush and lack of corner play. That's not how you build a modern defense in the NFL.
No, and with Ejiofor, you were actually counting on Ejiofor giving you something. Now you got to – it's Jacob Martin better step up. Whitney Merciless you can't count on for week in and week out. He'll show flashes and then just disappear for 9 weeks. JJ better not get hurt again. They're going to have to score 1,000 points. They're going to have to score. They're just going to have to. I don't know. We'll see. 713-780-3776. 713. Why am I so? Our teams all suck. You know that?
The Astros are average right now.
Average?
Yeah. They're 11-10.
That's terrible.
That's average.
No.
They're an average baseball
our
team.
Our teams all suck right now.
Second place Astros.
We're in pro sports
hell.
Purgatory?
Really? If they all suck, how's
our teams are all right around a playoff.
Well, you say suck, how's it purgatory?
Well, no. Well, suck playoffs suck. No, their playoffs suck, but they're playoffs. All the teams are playoff worthy and playoffs suck. That's what they are right now.
And you're surprised by this?
No. Well, yeah, I'm surprised by the Astros. I really am. Of course, losing everything that they've lost.
Yeah, they lost a lot.
Yeah. But how about they haven't – you know who they lost? Springer, Altuve. Well, oh, wait, they're there. That's, but they lost the guys that we know.
That's what happens when you don't have buzzers to use.
Oh, stop with the buzzers.
Sorry. That's what I keep seeing.
That's what you hear?
I mean, I don't know if I believe, but that's what everyone keeps writing about. That's why that Astral Twitter account's Astral Shame Tour will always bring up Altuve and Springer stats while conveniently ignoring the Yelich and Bellingers of the world who are hitting just as poorly and don't have the stench of cheating. But hey, get your Twitter account game off, though, if you must.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of stars in this league struggling to hit the baseball right now.
No, it's just about Altuve doesn't have a buzzer. That's why.
Well,
that's the only reason, Del. You're not on. You see?
Well, I don't follow Astral Shame Tour.
You're not on board.
Astral Twitter retweets and then say, hey, you can't do that. Yelich and Bellinger are struggling too. Why are you giving Astral Shame Tour any attention? Why are you following him, Astro fans? You know, whoever's running it, you know it's not going to be kind to your team.
You know what you do? You put mute on.
Or don't follow. And then mute the responses. So if someone tweets it, you don't retweet it with comments. You don't see it. I think that's how it works. Why would you open yourself up to the being pissed? Because you know Astral Shame Tour, every time the Astros do something that isn't great, it's going to let you know about it. And that's how I see it, because Astro fan always has to clap back.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? Don't answer them. Don't get involved in it. My goodness.
Isn't your team giving you enough angst by watching them not hit?
Why do you follow someone that's just going to always, always, always clap back on the Astros? Why?
You have enough of that watching your team.
I've got enough angst in my life.
Yeah.
I've got you every day.
I don't cause you angst. That seems
angst. Like,
that's not true.
Yeah.
You got the Rockets struggling, got the Astros struggling, the overwhelming mediocrity that is the Texans. Don't follow someone on Twitter who's going to add to it.
No.
That's why I have you.
You don't need that in your life. You got enough crappiness.
That's why I mute John. I don't block him because that'd be rude. I mute him because I got enough crap.
No, you've answered some of my stuff.
I mute you on occasion. I'm like, oh, John's talking about golf again. I'm out.
Time for me to talk right. What about when I'm talking about Chastain Ford?
I love that.
Yeah. How about that? Chastain Ford. That's my man, Patrick Chastain over there. Allie and Tony and everybody over there. Just tremendous. Look. If you're looking for the place to buy your next Ford car or truck, and they got the Eco Sport at $199 a month. What? Yeah, you can get into a car right now, $199 a month, brand new car. It's got all the bells and whistles that all the rest of the cars have. It's a beautiful little car. If you're looking for a little Eco Sport, there you go. And you're getting the best deal that they can possibly get at Chastain Ford. Chastain at home, you can shop and you can buy everything online at Chastain Ford. You cannot do that at other dealerships. Go ahead and try and see what they say. Well, you're going to have to come in and we're going to have to, you're going to have to come and see it. And we're going to have to, well, we got this and we got that. And they're called dealer ads. Paint seal, fabric seal, window etching, tint, spray and liners. Now, by the time it's all said and done, you're spending $3,000 and $4,000 more than you had online. And you're like, wait a minute, what the heck happened here? Well, I'll tell you what happened. That's a terrible way to start a relationship at a dealership. You know what Chastain Ford says? You can do it all at home. You don't want all that stuff? You don't have to have all that stuff. You get what you want on your vehicle, and we will bring it to you. You can test drive it. Don't like it? Send it back. You want to test drive something else? We'll do that. We'll bring it to you as well. You can shop everything at home at Chastain Ford, which you can't do at the other dealerships. Why don't you get to ChastainFord.com and see for yourself? They got 0% financing, nothing down, no payments for 6 months, all of it. 84 months, 72 months of no interest? Come on. ChastainFord.com. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. It's Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save